Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my colleague and co-host. Anti-Semitism on campus dominated the spring breaks. However, it is summertime now. The students largely have left the campus. What is to be done? Anticipating more trouble ahead. Malcolm and I welcome Hussein Abubakar Mansour, a senior fellow at the Jerusalem Center for Foreign Affairs. Hussein, a very good day to you. Thank you for joining. This is an opportunity for the administrations, troubled administrations especially, to prepare for the fall and more of the same. Can we say that they're making large decisions now, or is it still being studied? Are they still forming committees? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. Thank you for having me. I think the school administrations are definitely in big trouble. They get a respite in the summer break, and they take the time. They should be taking the time to regroup and find ways to address this problem ahead, because it's anticipated that's actually going to explode again with the beginning of the next academic year. I think different schools have different ideas how to deal with these problems. There are a lot of committees that have been established, but I don't expect a lot of them to be successful. I think the problem is larger than a lot of what school administrations believe. It's really a reckoning moment for what's been going on already for years. This came as a sudden shock for a lot of people to see in 2023 and 2024 American campuses exploding with protests of people who are celebrating the murder of Jews, lifting and waving flags of terrorist organizations, cheering on Iranian terrorism and Iranian-sponsored terrorism. But I think the truth is that sadly, this momentum has been building up for quite some time in terms of anti-Israel activism on college campuses, its insertion into the world of progressive activism. And I think now the universities will have to actually determine, they have a lot of difficult questions to answer about their identity, about what is higher education, what is higher education trying to achieve. And I think we'll have to wait till the beginning of the academic year to see if there are many successful attempts to answer these questions.
Malcolm?
Do you see emerging between the extreme leftist ideologies and Islamist ideologies on American campuses, for which I think most American students are not prepared, don't even understand those things? But how do you see this hybrid ideology that is emerging, contributing to the anti-Semitic expressions, anti-American expressions amongst the students?
It's a great question. I think there are a lot of things here at play. First of all, the intersection between Islamist ideologies and progressive ideologies is really not a new phenomenon. It goes back to the 1970s with the first waves of rising Islamism in the Middle East. We saw this in the Islamic Revolution of Iran, that we really came with a coalition of both leftist progressive forces and Islamist forces. It was celebrated by the international left at the time. Maybe it kind of almost died out for a little bit, or this idea, or a lot of people forgot about it. But really, they both have a lot of mutual ideological roots in terms of the struggles that they conceive themselves to be engaged in. There's also the idea of the mutual enemy. If you do believe, if you do have a certain conception of Western civilization that is falling, oppressive, evil, that causes injustice for the third world, people of color, for people who are not white and not Christian, then you basically have a mutual ground on which those ideologies can meet, even though that they disagree fundamentally on big questions that have to do, let's say, with gender and sexuality. I think the confusion in the United States is due to the fact that a lot of Americans associate progressive ideas with the attempt to achieve greater justice and greater individual autonomy, which I don't think is entirely the case with many of the strands of progressive thought that assimilated a lot of Marxist ideas, including the dichotomous a division of the world between the oppressive and the oppressed. So these things, as I said, they form together mutual understandings of the world, and through them you can find Islamists who otherwise would be very hostile to all, you know, the very lifestyle of progressives, and progressives who would be horrified by many of the practices of a lot of these Islamist groups and regime, yet finding a common ground and this supposed animosity to injustice and oppression and so on.
Hussein, yes, for the undergraduates, yes, even for the students, but the faculty participated. They're grown-ups, they're adults, they've got contracts. Is there an attempt to in at least address their irreverence or their law-breaking? And have you seen anyone speak bluntly about how it's not acceptable?
Well, you do have some important, I believe, the faculty problem is, I believe, is the core of the problem. And it's a big, it's not an easy problem to solve, and it cannot be solved immediately. Any solution will have to be long-term, but it will have to be very firm. This is a problem of hiring. Basically, faculty have been self-selecting, or progressive faculty have been self-selecting for decades now in a way that impeded ideological diversity among the faculty. Now, you hear a lot of polls and you look at a lot of data and you see something like over 97% of faculty agree each other ideologically on questions of politics, which I think is deeply problematic. On the same way, you do have very flawed, what I believe to be very flawed ways to solve it. I think the state of Kentucky, for instance, not too long ago, they passed a law trying to force educational institutions to educate for ideological diversity, which I think have many problems when it comes to actual interpretation or implementation. What should be addressed is exactly the hiring problem in order to constitute a more balanced faculty with diverse point of views. Now, it's not really easy how this is going to happen immediately, but I think one first step is already being taken by many schools, including, for example, MIT, that are banning DEI statements, for instance. I think that's extremely important because it removes what I believe a very radical criterion, very flawed criterion of hiring that helps you only get more radical ideological faculty that really more concerned with progressive ideology than actually higher education and the task and the mission of the modern university.
Malcolm, we have 1 minute.
So quickly, is the outside influence, especially particularly foreign money, now the government looking at it, is it making a difference? Are we going to be able to expose some of these sources in an effective way to stop them?
Less than 1 minute.
The foreign money has been a huge issue for quite some time, and I'm glad that finally people are noticing. But whatever damage it has done, we have to recognize the fact that it's already here. Even if you cut foreign money, namely from Qatar, from the universities, the effect of year-long millions of dollars that funded these institutions to skew them in certain directions have already been achieved. It's important to know that this is happening, has been happening to American institutions. The American people must know how many of our institutions have been for sale for quite some time. It's a problem that must be remedied. But it, by itself, it's not going to immediately fix the problem.
Hussein Abubakar Mansour is a senior fellow at the Jerusalem Center for Foreign Affairs, Malcolm Holine Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.